sense. Okay, the name of our first song for tonight, folks, is... Cosmic Debris. I could reach Nirvana tonight if I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee. He would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me. Well, the mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this, little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, look here, brother, who you chatting with that cosmic debris? Now what kind of a guru are you anyway? Brother, don't you waste your time on me. Of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout. Now I've got a crystal ball, he said. And he held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him. And I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbo then. I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then. As long as he was hanging around, I said, the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just went down. Look here, brother, who you shouting with that coffee? Is that a real poncho or is that a serious poncho? Don't you know, you can make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time. Thank you. All right, turn George's microphone on, please. Otherwise, you're going to miss the most intimate part of this. Ladies and gentlemen,
put it in the monitor, too.
Yeah, put it in the monitor, too. I mean, get George ready for action. This is George Duke's moment. Can you hear yourself, George?
No.
Can't hear himself yet. I can hear him in my monitor. He can't hear himself in his monitor. Keep whistling, George. It'll come out one of these days. Anytime you can hear yourself, just let me know, George.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
A little bit more, Brian. Give him a little bit more. I'm telling you, this is going to be really something. If George Duke ever gets into the monitor system, it's all over, folks. Hey, he's ready, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you're aware that recently there have been a rash, if not an epidemic, of flying saucer sightings. I'm sure that each of you, each in his own words, each in his own way, has had some sort of mystical theory about the origin or perhaps the potential existence of life on other worlds, any place outside of Austin, Texas. Well, let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, it is possible. It is possible for life forms to exist outside of Texas. And that's what this song is about. Incredible as it may seem, 40,000 years ago, there has been evidence uncovered to indicate that the Peruvian Air Force knew something we didn't know. And that's why they carved those notches on the top of the plains of Nazca. Right up there on top of the Andes, ladies and gentlemen, those funny little notches on the top of the mountain that are known to the world as the Inca Roads. And here's George Duke to tell you all about it. Hey.
Come from somewhere out there, just to land in the Andes. Was it wrong? And did it have a motor? Or was it something different? Did a vehicle, did a vehicle, did a vehicle fly along the mountains and find a place to park itself? Or did someone build a place to leave a space for such a thing? Did a vehicle come from somewhere out there? Did the Indians first come to hell? Carve up the hill. Did a vehicle come from
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right, folks. Thank you, thank you. All right, now we have something for you. No, we have something newer than Dynamo Hum. We have a collection of three items for you. Pygmy Twilight, The Idiot Bastard Son, and another song. This is a song about cheap monster movies. It's called Cheapness. And the words go by pretty fast. I hope you can make them out. It's the third song in the medley. I hope you'll be listening for it. It's got some great lines in there about the giant spider and all that stuff. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, as soon as Ruth is ready, it's Pygmy Twilight all the way.
Are you ready, Ruth? see in Congress today. The mother's a hooker somewhere in L.A. The idiot bastard's son are damned to perish in back of a car. Kenny will stash him away in the jar. All the time he was spent at the church he'd attend, warming his pew. Kenny will feed him and Ronnie will watch. The child will thrive and grow and enter the world of liars and cheaters and people like you, who smile and think they know what this is about. You think you know everything, maybe so. The song we sing, do you know we're listening? All the time he will spend, all the colors he'd blend, where are they now?
I ate a hot dog, it tastes real good. Then I watched a movie of Hollywood. I eat a hot dog, it tastes real good. Then I watched a movie of Hollywood. Hey. Little Miss Mother don't squat by me, yeah. I took a turn around and said, can you all see it? The little space from the giant spider, the devil from the black lagoon, the rough kind of thing where the bubbles go, oh, and the trash on the side of the moon, the jelly and stain on the party white floor, the used one, the slime through the law, the rubbers and the wrinkles and the cardboard, while the canvas of the paint is too soft. Suits and the hats and the ties too wide and the short for the sand just bent. The chemistry lady with the roll away. While the monster just ate your pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, the monster which the peasants in this area call Prunabulox has just been seen approaching the power plant. Bullets can't stop it. Rockets can't stop it. Grenades can't stop it. We may have to use nuclear force. Everyone is advised to go to the shelter at once.
Run! Hang on! Everybody, come this way! Run with your lives! Come out of prayer! Run with your lives! Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby! Go to the shelter! Go to the shelter! Go to the shelter, my baby, my baby! Go to the shelter! Go to the shelter!
Put on the spot by me, get to shoot a little string, string them down. Make the legs go wobble in the mouth, flop, shut. And a horrible eye, and a horrible eye, and a horrible eye. Go rolling around. Gonna see it all, gonna see it from here, gonna laugh till you weep on your knees. Ken, I'm sorry, gonna fall on her. I need a little more cheapness. Baby, I'm sorry, cause it's all about a door. I need a little more cheapness. Baby, I'm sorry, cause it's all about a door. I need a little more cheapness, please. Baby, I'm sorry, cause it's all about a door. I need a little more cheapness.
sorry, but it's all I wanna know is little more gin. Baby, I'm sorry, but it's all I wanna know is little more gin. Gin in the bed. Baby, I'm sorry, but it's all I wanna know is little more gin. Gin in the bed. Gin in the bed. Gin in the bed. Gin in the bed. Baby, I'm sorry, but it's all I wanna know is little more gin.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're gonna instrumental out here for a minute. Name of this song is Big Swifty. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, now we have, ladies and gentlemen, besides that feedback, we have the world premiere of a song that is destined for obscurity, faster than anything else. This song is dedicated to a man we all know and love. I'll give you a hint. This man is the missing link between Billy Graham and B.B. Rebozo. Have you figured out who it is yet? Very well then. The name of this song is The San Clemente Magnetic Deviation. Subtitled, Dickie's Such an Asshole. Ready?
We'll be right back.
just too tricky.
Tricky.
Let me hear you say dicky.
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 Let me hear you say tricky.
Tricky.
Dicky.
Tricky.
Taxes. Ain't nobody gonna try to save me in this world. Government. Taxes. Everything, you know they're cheating. They lie to you. They're cheating on you. Lying to you. Tell you they're gonna do this. Turn around and do that. Say they're gonna do it then. Turn. And you know what? You know they cheated. Well, they lied. They said they had my number. You know they cheated. And they lied. They said they were gonna do this and the other. Human in here, it might be. It's not gonna change a damn thing. All you gotta do is put your S on the dollar. Let me tell you something. All them rich folks got all the money. Switzerland and everywhere. They're strictly from commercial. And if you find out, they don't care. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Dickie's just an asshole.
Dickie's such an asshole.
Woo!
Thank you.
How many say amen to it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, give me another one. Cheated. Lied. Told you a lie. Then they said it was the truth.
Dick is just an asshole.
Everybody sing along on the Wii U. You ready?
Thank you. All right, the name of this song is Farther Oblivion.
All right. I got it.
gentlemen, Bruce Fowler on a real jazz trombone solo. Let's hear it for him right now. Ah, but that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. We've had some requests for the Mud Shark, but let me tell you, you have to listen carefully to this. The Mud Shark is passé because Bruce Fowler, ladies and gentlemen, has studied modern dance, and he has devised the armadillo answer to the Mud Shark. This is a real jazz ballet dance that Bruce Fowler has made up himself. Watch him now. Hey! This is the... Even though you think it doesn't sound like that. What do you mean, bebop? We were doing the Mud Shark. Oh, yeah!
As I was saying,
he's been weird like this ever since the Guacamole Queen. Okay, let's do it one more time for the bandage. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth K for Kamenoff, Underwood, and her dynamic marimba solo, the moment you've all been waiting for. Here it is. Hey, take it away, Ruth. you very much for coming to the concert this evening. Hope you liked it. Bruce Fowler on trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and vocals, Ruth K. Underwood on percussion, Ralph Humphrey on drums, Chester Thompson on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, George Duke on keyboards. Good night. Thank you. This is the name of this song is Son of Mr. Green Jeans. Segue into King Kong and thereafter into Chunga's Revenge. Thank you.
One more time, we have to do this.
Dick is just an asshole.
Thank you very much for coming to the concert, and good night.